Have your Bible turn to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, let's begin reading at verse 5. The Bible says, "There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judah, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child because Elizabeth was barren. And they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And a whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall be turned to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, and to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. And the angel answered, answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until that the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple. For he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house, and after those days his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men. If you look at this tonight, I'd like to preach for just a little while, for just a few moments tonight, if God will be my help on this thought. Dumb like Zacharias. Amen. Dumb like Zacharias. As we read this and we see in the course of this thing as it plays out, we see this man Zacharias, and he was a priest, and he done his part in the priestly application at the temple. And the Bible says that he was right in his heart. He was righteous before God. And he walked in the commandments and ordinance of God. Amen. And he done it blameless with his wife Elizabeth. But the Bible tells us that she was barren and had no child. And he went to perform the office, his duty in the office of the priest. And his office and his lot was to burn incense in the temple. And how to do that? He would go in of a morning before the offerings, the morning offering was made up. And he would burn that incense. And then he would go in of an evening and he would burn that incense. Amen. Glory be to God. And that was his job. Amen. And he done that. And it would roll around, and he would only get to do it a certain appointed time of the year. And so he would have his time when he would come in and do the office of the priest and burn this incense unto the Lord. Amen. A magnificent fragrance unto God. And he would go in to do this. And the Bible says that it was a custom of doing it, and why he was doing it, that the people were outside praying. Now I just kind of want to paint you a picture. I want you to get to seeing this. So Zechariah's got the incense. He's going in to offer the incense. Amen. And the offered incense is before the Holy of Holies. And so we see this. He goes in to offer the incense, and the folks is outside, and they're praying. They're making supplication. They're lifting up their voices to the Lord. Amen. They're praying to God. He said, a whole multitude of people were praying without at the time of incense. So we see this picture of all these folks outside and they're praying. I mean, they're trying to get a hold of God. And the man of God, he's taking the incense and he's going out to burn it upon the altar of incense. And the Bible says that when he gets in there, now he's done praying, he's done made sure things is right in his heart. Because if you went in and entered in here and you wasn't right, God could take you out. Amen? So he goes in with a right heart. The Bible says he's righteous before God. Amen. I wonder if some of us was needing to make an offering up to God tonight. I wonder if we'd be able. But I will say, hey, we're supposed to be offering ourselves to God every day. It's our reasonable sacrifice. Amen. To offer ourselves to God every day. Ask Him to help us that we might serve Him, that He might get all the glory out of our lives. Amen. That's what God desires tonight. That's what God desired of Zacharias. That's what God desired of me and you. But the Bible says that he went in there to that altar of incense, went to put that incense on there, and on the right side of that altar of incense, there's an angel standing there. Now, just to have somebody there that shouldn't have been there would have been a shocker. But to have an angel, the Lord, standing there, praise God, that was big. That was major. Amen. And he said that there appeared unto him, verse 11, an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled and fear fell upon him. And it's kind of like Mary. He said, what kind of sacrifice? What kind of deal is this? He said, it's never been this way before. Amen. Amen. He was dumb, praise God. He didn't know what was going on. Amen. Amen. A lot of times we need to be dumb like Zacharias. We don't understand what's going on, praise God. But when it's from the Lord, we realize it's for our benefit. Amen. It's to encourage us and help us, praise God, along the way. We may not always understand what God's trying to do for us, but praise God, when He's trying to speak to our heart and give us what we need, praise God, we just ought to step on in there, praise God, and say, Lord, just overload me, fill me up. Amen. Amen. Praise God that God might get all the glory. But the Bible said he's troubled. And the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard. Now I wondered about this. Needless to say, Zacharias had prayed many a prayer in his life. Just like me and you, we've prayed a lot of prayers in our life. If the angel of the Lord was to appear to us all of a sudden, he'd say, hey, listen, I've heard your prayer. Son, that would send the old gears a spinning out of control. Amen. So what prayer are you talking about, Lord? But I believe God unctioned his heart. So he said, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Amen. So something that he'd been asking for, something they'd been expecting, something they would have been overjoyed to have had. He said, thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. You notice there's no mention of happiness in here? He said, joy and gladness, praise God, going to come. And happiness is a fringe benefit of it. Glory be to God. He said, when it comes to peace, it'll be a happy day. There'll be some shouting down at the house of Zacharias. Amen. You say, no, he won't. He's going to be dumb. He ain't going to be able to speak. Amen. He says, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord. Now, I got to thinking about this. If we could just be dumb like Zechariah, praise God, just take what God's given us, amen, and just receive it and believe and trust in the Lord. I mean, there's no telling what God would do for me and you. There's no telling what kind of help he'd have for me and you. There's no telling what kind of house we could have, a home we could have, a church we could have, a community we could have, a country we could have. Praise God, if we was just dumb like Zechariah. Amen. Angel of the Lord was speaking to him. He was giving him some things. Praise God, coming from the throne of grace. It wasn't coming from some man. It was coming from the throne room of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It was direction from headquarters. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said, he shall be great in the sight of the Lord. He said, he'll drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. Amen. So he said, this young, he's going to be a special child. He's not going to be just some child, but he's going to be a special child. But now watch this. Amen. And he goes on down here and he begins to explain to him. And Elias and Zechariah says, he said in verse 8, he said, whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man and my wife well stricken in years. He said, it's hard for me to comprehend it because as nature would go, what you're telling me is impossible. Yeah. Amen. He said, as far as nature, it said what you're telling. He said, it's off charts impossible. It can't happen. Amen. So he wasn't playing dumb. He was just dumb, didn't know. Amen. And he said, how shall I know these things? What? Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, my wife well stricken in years. And the angel answered and said, I am Gabriel. But see what happened? What happens a lot of times? If we could just realize when God's speaking to us, who's speaking? Because we realize that God's speaking our heart, praise God. We can listen, we can tune in, amen. We can tune out everything else and tune in to God, amen. Praise God. It'd be better than a good FM station, praise God, coming in, and it'd help you a whole lot more. Amen. So he's tuned in here. He's a presence of an angel, a presence from God, here for old Zacharias. He's, I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God. And am sent to speak unto you and to show you and to show these glad tidings. Amen. He said, listen, he said, this ain't just no common communication. He said, praise God. He said, I'm a messenger from God. He said, I just come, he said, I'm bringing it from the presence of God. He said, this is coming from the throne of grace. Praise God. God's bringing it down to you. I wonder how many blessings, praise God, God got from the throne of grace for me and you. Amen. Send them down, praise God. We just need to be looking for them. We just dumb like old Zacharias, praise God, say, oh God, here I am. I don't understand how you're going to do it, but praise God, I know you're able. Praise the Lord. I know you're able. So if we could just be dumb like Zacharias, praise God, they ain't no telling what God do for us. But now watch God, what God had done told him he's going to do. He said, you're going to have a son. He's going to be great. He's talking about John Baptist. Amen. Jesus said, they wasn't another man like John Baptist. John Baptist, a man full of the Holy Ghost, praise God, from his mother's womb. Amen. Praise God, there was some excitement stirring him when he was still that little babe. Now, he wasn't a fetus. It wasn't this thing or that. It was a little babe. The Bible said that the babe left in his mother's womb. That word babe means, praise God, it was a little person. Amen. Said he when he was a little person, praise God, he was full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. How do you get that? How do you suppose he got that? He got that from mom and daddy. Amen. You know what's wrong most of our children, praise God, why they ain't full of the Holy Ghost, why they want nothing to do with God? Because mom and daddy don't want nothing to do with it. Amen. But praise God, when mom and daddy's full of the Holy Ghost, praise God, the children are full of the Holy Ghost. The children get a, praise God, hey, listen, Holy Ghost will deal with their hearts if they ain't. Amen. They be miserable. I know all kind of youngins today that's miserable because they know what's right. Amen. They know what's right, but they choose to do wrong. Hey, we got some like that. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Holy Ghost of God's are dealing with them. I say, praise the Lord. I hope they're miserable. Amen. I hope they're miserable. I hope they can't eat. I hope they can't sleep. I hope they can't get no comfort. Praise God. They get right with God. Amen. The Holy Ghost, the Gabriel, this angel Gabriel, praise God. He said, hey, listen, said, there's gonna be a stirring in this soul of this boy. Praise God. It's gonna be out of this world. So he's gonna be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. Praise the Lord. And he says, and many of the children, verse 16, of Israel shall turn to, till he turn to the Lord their God. I wonder how many of us, praise God, tonight would like to have children and say, praise God, and the Holy Ghost say, listen, Brother Andrew, I'm going to take that little old daughter of yours, praise God, I'm going to use her, praise God, to turn a whole multitude of folks to God. Amen. How many of us wouldn't want to have a young and, praise God, so full of God, amen, everywhere they went, and folks was getting saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. Angel Gabriel said, hey, Zacharias. Amen. You've been faithful with a little bit. And praise God, God's going to give you a whole lot. Amen. He said he's going to use that boy, praise God, to lead a whole bunch of the nation of Israel. He's going to lead a whole bunch. The Lord is going to point them to God. Amen. How many of us, praise God, wouldn't kill to have some youngins, praise God, full of the Holy Ghost of God that's pointing people to Jesus? Amen. Glory be to God. He had something to rejoice over. Praise the Lord. That had gone upon many of the children of Israel. Shall he turn to the Lord their God? Amen. He said, he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias. Amen. He said, he's going to come. Hey, praise God. He said, he's going to go before Jesus. He's going to paint away. He's going to make his path straight. Praise God. He's going to tell him to repent and get ready. Praise God, for the Messiah's coming. Amen. All these promises that God had been fulfilling, God had been doing for all these years, praise God, all of a sudden the angel Gabriel is telling Zechariah, praise be to God, I'm going to use you, boy. Amen. Amen. Praise God, what an exciting time. Can you understand why he was dumb? He couldn't understand it. He says, how can this be? Amen. Where is this coming from? He said, praise God, it's coming from the throne of grace. That's where all the blessings come from. Amen. All the blessings of life come from the throne of grace to usward from God, because he loves us so much. Bless his holy name. Amen. He said, not only is he going to go in the power of the Spirit before him, but in the Spirit and the power of Elias or Elijah, praise the Lord. But he said, but to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children. Amen. Praise God. He said, listen, he said, we're going to have a time since some of the families, praise God. He said, God's going to begin to deal and stir in their heart, and he's going to start pointing them in the right direction, pointing them in the way they need to go to be pleasing to God. He said, daddies is going to get a burden for their children, praise God, one more time. Amen. I wonder how long it's been since daddies have a burden, praise God, for their children. Wonder how long it's been since daddies have had a burden, praise God. This has been probably been a good Father's Day message. Wonder how long it's been since we've had a burden, fellas, praise God, for our community and our homes, our families, our love, our brothers and sisters, our mamas and dads. That's lost in the Lord. Amen. We're supposed to be the spiritual leaders in the household. And said, praise God, John said he's going to come. The Holy Gabriel said, John's going to come with the Spirit of the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of Elijah, and he's going to turn to thank the fathers, and he's going to turn the praise God to their children. Amen. Going to begin to realize, praise God, this thing ain't the way it's supposed to be. It's out of order. I want to say America's out of order. Amen. Most places you got mama trying to do everything. Amen. But we do. Mama's trying to do everything. She's trying to run the house. She's trying to. And then now we got folks so stinking lazy. A man won't even go outside and mow the yard. He wants mama to work 8-10 hours too. Amen. Take care of the house, do the laundry, do the cooking, and mow the grass too. Amen. Oh me. Is it the way it is? But praise God, he said, hey, glory be to God. He's going to say, I'm going to take the, he said, he's going to preach. He's going to turn the fathers, praise God, back to their children. They're going to get a burden on their heart, amen, for them little. And praise God, to take them under wing and to love them, praise God, the way they're supposed to. And start pointing these men to God so that they could come out, praise God, and have a good godly household. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless his holy name. He said, disobedient to the wisdom of the just. Amen. That just one, praise God, that does the finished work. Bless his holy name. To make ready a people prepared for the Lord. He said, praise God, he said, this young man, Lord God, he said, he's going to make ready a people. He's going to turn them. He's going to get them, praise God, from going into the wrong direction to going in the right direction for the glory of God. Amen. Amen. That's what it's all about anyway. It doesn't matter what we do in this life, praise God. It's about God Almighty and the glory, praise God, that He deserves. Giving Him all the praise, amen. Praise the Lord. But old Zacharias, you think, well, this is a dumb question. Where, he said, where shall I know this? He said, how shall I know it's going to happen? Amen. Now, how are we going to know? He said, I want to say, praise God, we know what's going to happen because God says so. Amen. If God says so, praise God, then it's going to happen. Because God is the supreme authority. And what He says, we may not like it, but it goes. Amen. It's going to stand steadfast. Amen. We can't change the Word of God. As many people as would like to change the Word of God and go in their own direction, amen, we can't change the Word of God. We have to stand steadfast and unmovable, praise God, trusting Him to do the work. in the power and spirit of Elijah, praise God. He said, this work will be done. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. In other words, he said, praise God, he said, there'll be no room for failure in this attempt. Amen. Amen. He said, there'll be a place, praise God, for him to accomplish what he sets out to do. He says, glory to God, this is just too unbelievable. He said, I'm an old man. My wife's well stricken in years. Amen. But Gabriel says, well, hey, listen, praise God. He said, this ain't coming from man. He said, this isn't a natural thing. He said, it's supernatural. Amen. The help we got, amen, it's not a natural thing. It's a supernatural thing. The Lord God is supernatural. Amen. Praise God, it supersedes anything nature has. Goes far above and exceeds it, praise the Lord. Amen. And now while all this is taking place, Zacharias, he's tarried a long time in the temple. Can you see it? Now these people outside, they've prayed, they've just about prayed out. They've asked for forgiveness, they've asked for help, they've asked for they brought their petitions, I mean they've prayed and they prayed, and all of a sudden they realize, you know what? Usually we don't pray this long. It's usually old Zacharias, he goes in there and he gets the job done and he comes back out, but Zachariah ain't come back out. And so instead of praying, you start hearing people, a little place, what do you reckon's going on in there? You reckon God killed him? Huh? Reckon he had sin in his life? Huh? But praise God, he said they begin to wonder what was taking place. See, the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. Amen. Praise God, but they didn't know that he was a talking with a messenger from God. I want to say sometimes it takes a little longer to get filled in. Amen. I think sometimes what happens to us, amen, we need to be dumb like Zacharias and just come dumb before the Lord and just wait for Him to fill us in, to explain to us everything that we need to know so we can go on forward with in an informed manner. But sometimes I think we come in with our little hit and miss prayer and we don't take time for the Lord to inform us and tell us what He wants us to know. Amen. To give us that we need, praise God, to go on for His glory in these days that we live. And we can lift Him up and say, glory be to God. Hey, I know where that came from. That came from the throne of grace, praise God. And it came to me, praise God, personally. God spoke to me. Amen. But He's got to sometimes just stand still and listen. Amen. Sometimes we have to take a little time. Now, Zacharias could have seen that angel Gabriel at the altar incense. And boy, he could have got scared. He could have thrown that thing down and took off, headed back out. And he had never got, and God would never have been able to bless him. Amen. But because the Bible said he trembled and he was full of fear. Because he realized it was a holy place and he was before a holy thing. Amen. Praise God, if we was dumb like Zacharias, we'd get on our face and realize, praise God, we're before a holy God. Amen. This ain't a make-believe something. This ain't a fairy tale. God is real. He's a real God and He loves us. Amen. We come humbly before Him and we praise Him and we give Him glory. Amen. He reached down upon us. Praise God with great big love and hand. And He molds us and makes us, praise God, and points us in the direction He wants us to go and helps us get there by His glory. And we praise Him as we go. Amen. Thanking Him and praising Him and lifting Him up. Praise God. Say, thank you, Lord. I couldn't have got here by myself. Brother Rex, I couldn't have got here by myself. But praise God, the Lord's been here every step of the way. He's helped me every day, every way, praise God. Amen. So many times when I haven't even really, I'll be honest, haven't even really recognized what He was doing. But yet He's a guide and leading, directing, praise God. Giving you them little old nuggets on purpose. Amen. Glory be. God said you can just praise Him and give Him all the praise and glory that He deserves. Honor to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But they marveled that He had tarried so long in the temple. Amen. Praise God. But then the Bible says that when He came out. Amen. I want to say praise God. When we go in before God, we go in with a humble heart. Praise God. We won't come out the way we went in. Amen. If we go humble, we come humbly before God. Amen. We'll go in, praise the Lord, with a humble attitude. Praise God. Hey, listen, we come out expecting to be different. Amen. And God changes us in there. Amen. Praise God. You get your prayer closet. You get your prayer place. And you go in. Praise God. Expecting the Lord to speak to you. Praise God. And you won't come out the same way you went in. Amen. You'll come out encouraged. Zacharias, they waited. They marveled. He's so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak to them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, listen. You say, well, preacher, that's kind of odd. No, praise God. You just think about old Zacharias, praise the Lord. The information that he had to absorb in just a few minutes. Amen. That angel spoke to him, praise God. Just being able to, just seeing that angel in there beside that altar incense, praise God. That was enough to startle any man dumb. Amen. And he began to tell him, praise God. He said, listen. He said, I know you're in old age, praise God, but you and Elizabeth are going to have a youngin'. Amen. And praise God. He said, not only are you going to have a young, but you're going to name him John, and he's going to be great. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. That would be about too much for any of us to contain. Hey, glory be to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe it just about make you shout so much, praise God, you wouldn't be able to shout when you come out. Amen. Amen. Your shouter would be wore out. Realizing what God is fixing to do. The Bible said he came out and he couldn't speak. Amen. Could not speak unto them. And they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple. For he beckoned unto him and remained speechless. Couldn't speak. He was dumb. Praise God. If we could get to a place where we're dumb before God like Zacharias, say, you know what? Lord, we just want to hear from you. We want to see you do the mighty works, praise God, that you long and you desire to do. And God says, I can do those if you'll just get self out of the way. See what happens so many times, self rises up. Now self could have said, he could have rose up and he could have said this or said that, amen, and messed the whole thing up. But he said, you know what? He said, I don't understand this. I don't see how this can happen. But praise God, the angel gave, he said, praise God, I'm Gabriel. He said, I'm Gabriel from the presence of the Lord. Amen. That's all he needed to say. He said, praise God, this is coming from the Lord. Amen. To be a help, praise God, to you. Amen. I tell you what, I appreciate when the Lord moves, when the Lord speaks, praise God. When you realize it's coming from God. And He's speaking to your heart to help you. Amen. To get you closer than you've ever been. And they perceived that he had seen a vision. Amen. I believe probably like old Moses when he come off the mountain. He was a-glowing. Had to put a napkin over his face because he's so bright he scared the people to death. Had God all over him. Amen. Been in the presence of royalty. Praise the Lord. And he come out. Praise God, he said he comes out and he they see him and he's been in there a long time. They see him and said the Bible says he continued his ministration. He continues to do his ministerial duties. But when that's done, he said, after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days where he looked on me to take away my reproach among men. Praise the Lord. He said, if we must be dumb like old Zacharias, praise God, we can see God move and touching our people. Amen. Take away the reproach, amen, that they've been maybe to a community, maybe to their lives, maybe to their people, their parents, their mom, their daddy, their grandmother, their grandfather. Take away that reproach from them, praise God, and put a Holy Ghost fear in her and a love of God and a love for people, amen, in their heart. And they begin to see. If we're just dumb like old Zacharias, praise God, he couldn't say a word, but boy, he could sit back and look at it. He could see it taking place. He could see the Holy Ghost. He could see God moving just exactly like God promised he would. Amen. You say, well, preacher, it just ain't like that today. God ain't changed. God ain't changed. Praise God, if we just sit back and watch, God still moved just like he always did. Amen. He'll still fulfill his promises. He'll still take care of me and you. He'll still help us day by day. He'll still give us His strength from throne of grace. Amen. To take away the reproach from men. Amen. If we just come dumb like Zacharias, praise God, He'd reach down to where we're at and He'd move us around right where He'd have us to be. Amen. See, God knows exactly what we need. He knows exactly where we are when we're there. And He knows how to get us from point A to point B. Amen. For His glory. And when we come dumb before Zacharias, say, Lord, I don't know how, I don't know when. But if you say so, Lord. Amen. Glory be to God, I've not got no question, no comment from here on out. I'm just going to trust the Lord. Amen. I'm just going to say, okay, Lord, if you say so. praise God, I'm just going to trust the Lord. And God says, you know what? I'll honor that, praise God, and I'll just bring you right on through. Amen. I'll take the obstacles out of your way. I'll give you the help. I'll give you the hope that you need. He said, you can just trust me, and you'll see the great results at the end. Amen. Praise God. It wasn't going to be long. A season come around, and there'd be a little old baby boy. Be a little old baby boy there. And those folks said, Daddy couldn't talk. And they asked Elizabeth, said, what are you going to name him? And she said, well, I'm going to name him John. And they said, well, that won't work. There's none of your kinfolk by that name. And so they asked Zacharias, your wife's crazy. So what are you going to name this little old boy? He's precious. What are you going to name this little old boy? Zacharias asked for a writing tablet. And glory be to God. And he wrote on that writing tablet, John. Amen. And when he wrote, you know how that all come about? Because he was dumb before God, amen. Because he didn't continue to question God. He said, well, if this is what God says, if he said this is the way it's going to happen, then glory be to God. He took that writing tablet, and when he wrote that name on her, John, he had minded Gabriel right down to the letter. Praise God, and God took away that reproach. Amen. And then he gives one of the most awesome testimonies there ever was in the Bible. Amen. Praise God, how great and mighty God is, and how He set this thing up, praise God, from the beginning. And He's going to, and glory be to God, with joy. I can just imagine with joy's heart, He said, and my son is, praise God, He's going to lead the way. Praise the Lord. He said, I've been faithful with a little bit, praise God, and God's going to bless me with a whole lot. Amen. That's just how God, when we come dumb before God, like old Zacharias, and say, oh God, I don't understand it. Amen. But praise God, if it's coming from the throne of grace, praise God, I'm willing to accept it. Amen. I'm willing to accept it for your glory. Praise God. And I guarantee you, your life will bring glory to God when we accept His will for our life. Amen.